It's time to learn about another new virus, this time monkeypox, as the first case on the island has been confirmed in Northern Ireland, and authorities say they expect to see more cases. But, and it's a big but, monkeypox is nowhere near as contagious as COVID, and it's not expected to be a public health emergency. To tell us more, I'm joined by Dr. Conor Bamford, virologist at Queen's University Belfast. Good morning, Dr. Bamford.
Good morning.
What is monkeypox?
So monkeypox is a virus caused by the monkeypox virus. It is a pox virus, so similar to the virus that caused smallpox. And it causes this mostly mild disease characterized by the skin rash, but it can be quite serious in certain groups of people. And so we do need to take this very seriously.
How is it spread?
So mostly through close contact, through direct touch, maybe sort of contaminated bodily fluids, but it's not really spread in a similar way to COVID in such that it's aerosol spread and when you're not symptomatic. So that's why we think it might be a bit easier to control.
And how long has this monkeypox been around? Is it new to medicine or has it been around for quite a while and it's suddenly broken out again?
So we've known about monkeypox for decades. Monkeypox is an endemic disease in West and Central Africa. It's actually spread not by monkeys, but by rodents and by particular kinds of rats and squirrels there. And then if you eat the contaminated meat or interact with those animals, you're going to get the virus. But what is unusual about this outbreak is that the scale that it's spread outside of Africa in the sheer numbers of people, but also the numbers of countries affected.
What do the public need to know to stop the spread and to keep themselves safe?
So I think we don't have to panic about this, but we do need to realise that a new virus is here and we want to extinguish it from spreading across the island. And so the best way to do that at the minute is to be aware. If you think that you might be exposed, think about the symptoms. It's sort of a very flu-like illness. You'll have swollen lymph nodes in your groin, under your armpits, maybe in your neck, and then you'll have this characteristic skin rash, and you might even get these little lesions or blisters, just maybe one or two on your hands at least. And then you have to, if you see these symptoms, I would alert your GP or other public health authorities, get yourself tested, and then the best way is to isolate, or you can actually be given a vaccine. And just remember that most people will have a mild illness.
What vaccine is available to deal with monkeypox and who should be vaccinated?
So fortunately, because it's relatively closely related to the virus that caused smallpox, of course smallpox was controlled and then eventually eradicated in the 1970s using the smallpox vaccine. And we can actually use this same vaccine to vaccinate people and protect people against monkeypox, even if you give it after they've been exposed. And so we do still have this vaccine, even though people aren't routinely vaccinated against it. I think we stopped this in the 1970s or 1980s. But we do still have storage of this vaccine that we can actually give to people, those people directly affected, but also those immediately around the cases, so that we can slow the spread of this virus as quickly as possible.
And that would include the doctors, the medical scientists and so on who are involved with treating monkeypox cases. Is that right? And is it inevitable there will be more monkeypox cases here?
So on the vaccination point, I think anybody who's come into close contact, I think it's probably best to give them this vaccine because we know that it's very, very effective and we just don't want to take any risks with this. And it's likely that we might see more cases. It was to be expected that we would see a handful of cases here, just given the scale of the outbreak and the links we have to those countries already affected. And the question now is going to be, are we going to see onward transmission within Ireland? Or is this going to be it? But I think just in the next couple of weeks, we need to be very, very vigilant.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. That's Dr. Conor Bamford, virologist at Queen's University Belfast, 22 minutes past 7.